Blog Talk Radio.
A man decides after seven years. That's what he goes there for, to unlock the door. Well, those around him created silently.
Hello, I'd like to welcome everybody to Vibe Time with Jerry. Tonight we're going to be covering crystals and some of their uses and what you're supposed to have or what you should have in your collection. I mean, it's really up to you. But let me make a few announcements first. With everything going on, y'all know everything has been canceled pretty much as far as for the rest of this month. And I don't know about next month. We'll just have to wait and see. But to keep it with the paranormal events, y'all can go over to Virginia Paranormal Events page on Facebook and like that page so you can keep up with all the paranormal events and announcements in the area. I will say that the Cabin on 360s event got canceled. That should have occurred this coming up weekend. And that was actually a fundraiser for flags to be purchased to go on Woodland Cemetery and Evergreen Cemeteries. They were going to place flags, which they still are, but unfortunately the event had to be canceled. However, donations would be appreciated for that event. That's going to take place on the 23rd, where people go out and they decorate, or not necessarily decorate, I'm sorry, but put flags down on the grave sites. In case people don't realize, Evergreen Cemetery and Woodland Cemeteries are grave sites of African Americans, Richmonders pretty much, and it's 170 plus graves and veterans headstones that have been uncovered there, and it's on over, like, I think 60 acres or something like that. So if you have any questions regarding that, just, I mean, you can go ahead and message me, but you can go on the Cabin 360 and send them a message as well. And if you want to donate, please do that, because they're still looking for donations. And if any of my friends locally are listening, if you want to donate some money, or just give it to me and I'll make sure that they get it. You can meet me somewhere. I'll meet you somewhere. So anyway, that's it for announcements, because there's not a lot, but that's the biggest thing. They're always, you know, they're looking for donations to still do that on the 23rd. So anyway, let's talk crystals. Crystals, a lot of people use them. Crystals, oh my goodness, they have been around for centuries, and they're used pretty much all over the world. Many different cultures use crystals. The ancient Egyptians used them for their jewelry, such as lapis, carnelian, clear quartz, and emeralds. They would actually carve amulets from the same stones. They also used them in their pyramids, too. This is just a little history on crystals. Navajo tribes would use them as well. They understood, though, how to use them, and they were taught to respect them and honor them, which, you know, a lot of people do, like myself, respect and honor my crystals. The highest priest of Judaism wore a breastplate of these precious stones, too. It meant power. Your ancestors wore crystals, and they intuitively knew what crystals to wear. And y'all know just as well as I do, there's places like the Sedona Desert or Stonehenge. A lot of places people go there because the energy there feels so good. And people they actually go there to sit on the ley lines of the earth, because that power of those stones are very strong and very effective. So people are just drawn to places like that. So if anybody's ever been to the Sedona Desert, I mean, that's just a beautiful place to be. I haven't been, but I have friends that have brought me stuff back from the Sedona Desert. But crystals themselves are so special because they hold a lot of properties. And y'all will have to excuse me if I'm hoarse. I got a little bit of allergies going on. So my chest is not liking me right now, but it's allergies. But anyway, crystals, they have a lot of healing properties, and they've been used for, gosh, over 6,000 years. You know, forever, it seems like. Crystals are known to draw out negative energy and promote physical and emotional healing, which we're going to go over a couple of things about that later if I have time. If not, I'll have to continue it at another time. There are so many different ways to use crystals. I wear a lot of my crystals. Some people, I have them all over my home. And, you know, I use crystals to ground places in my room also, or in different parts of my room, because one of the things that I do is I check places for geopathic stress, which is like fault lines that can create a different energy in your home. And I use stones to ground those fault lines so that it will shift the energy in my home and it's not so negative. And sometimes people don't understand when it comes to geopathic stress, which is a whole different show, really, that can keep people sick, too, if there is a hospital bed, or, you know, your building or your apartment or house or whatever sitting on a fault line, you know, it shifts energy. So I use stones to ground that particular energy. So I have them laying all over the place. The more you begin to understand crystals, the more effective they're going to be in your everyday living. I handle crystals all day, pretty much every day. There's not a day that goes by that I don't handle my crystals. Now, some of y'all have started your own collection, and some people haven't. Some people are very new to this. But when you begin to collect crystals, y'all, it can be very overwhelming because there's hundreds of them to choose from. There are so many different shapes and sizes. And bigger, I remember one person used to say, bigger is better. Bigger does not mean better. A lot of people think that, but it's not true. I have small, real teeny crystals that carry a huge punch. They have a lot of energy to them. So when people are out looking for crystals, the goal of your crystal is, you know, for that to bring peace and harmony to your mind, body, and spirit, because the whole idea of everything really with us is to restore balance. So understand that crystal is not a cure for any medical problems, but it can assist. You know, there's really no wrong when you're choosing crystals. You know, you're choosing what you feel is positive energy to you. Everyone's experience with crystals are different. I have some crystals like in my collection that will clear stress instantly with me, but I also have crystals that I can't wear, unfortunately, that I used to be able to wear, but I can't wear them anymore, such as moldavite. I have a beautiful moldavite pendant, but I can't wear it anymore. It makes me very dizzy and nauseated. So somebody told me that if that gets balanced, then that won't do that anymore. So we'll have to see, but I get nauseated with it at the moment, so I can't wear moldavite. There are three different types of crystals, in case people don't know that. There are crystals that are raw, cut, and tumbled. So let's start off with raw crystals. Raw crystals are the ones that they haven't been tumbled or cut. And these crystals are pretty much ones that are often cheaper to buy, too. And they come in a variety of sizes. Cut crystals are often different shapes. As y'all know, there are points, wands, cubes, hearts, pyramids, squares. When a crystal is shaped, because a lot of people have asked me that, if it's a shaped crystal, will it lose its property? No, it won't, but it may affect how a person feels. And I'll give you an example with that. The more you start handling crystals, the more you'll be able to pick up those energies on a crystal. So an example would be like a sphere. Y'all know the round ball crystals that I have several of them, but they're like round balls, they're spheres. Those have a very subtle energy to it. But let's say that you have a pyramid, for instance, little pyramids. Those are a little bit stronger energy because those are meant to beam a light of energy somewhere. So it's kind of like a pointer, using a laser pointer, if you will. Tumbled stones are small and polished. You know, a lot of people collect tumbled stones. They're very smooth, round stones. And they're popular because you can carry a tumbled stone almost anywhere. So I carry a lot of tumbled stones and because they fit really good in my pocket or bag. I have pyramids too, but my pyramids are kind of sharp and pointing, so I don't really carry those in my bag. I have them on my dresser and like in my Reiki room and things like that. I've got one that I will carry in my pocket ever so often, but not too often. But they're also cheaper than cut crystals because, you know, with cut crystals, they have to do certain things with that. So anyway, cut, raw, tumbled, whatever, you know, whatever resonates with you when you're picking stuff out. So let's start off with smoky quartz. And what I'll do later, y'all, is kind of do a Facebook Live and kind of show the crystals so that y'all can get an idea on what they look like, because a visual is always good. But smoky quartz is considered the stone of cooperation. So it's one of the first crystals, really, that I had ever bought. I remember purchasing a smoky quartz crystal. It's a pretty big crystal, too, but it's really good for your base chakra, and the color of a smoky quartz crystal is brown and gray. So smoky quartz is good for grounding, and it helps you to stabilize your energy. It also helps you to release insecurities and negative emotions. It helps to transform negative energy into positive energy. So if you're feeling down or you're, you know, feeling depressed, you can actually get a piece of smoky quartz and, you know, hold it in your hand for a while and just sit and be quiet. That's what I tell people. Sometimes if you just want to feel comfortable in a situation or just feel clearer, this would be the crystal to have. It's good for you if you're going to go on a detox or if you're going through any type of detox, because it helps with a lot of things when it comes to detoxing, and it definitely helps with electromagnetic stress. If y'all know anybody that is going through any type of cancer treatments, it's also good for cancer because it absorbs the negative energy out of the body. And it also can help with the elimination of the digestive tract. So, like I said, if you know anybody that's going through any type of chemotherapy or radiation treatments, this would be a good stone to choose from. I always consider this stone really one that like balances all the chakras, you know, but it's really meant for the base chakra. Another stone, good stone to have is carnelian. It's called The Stone of Motivation, Leadership, and Creativity. It was actually the second crystal that I remember purchasing when Katie Bug had her store in town. I remember going in there and picking out a really nice piece of carnelian. I still have it. I was just drawn to that particular stone. What's neat about it is that it's orange in color, and it does go with your sacral or root chakras. If y'all, you know, don't know what chakras are, you can go back into some of my episodes. Or if you have any questions in regards to that, I'll be happy to help you with that. But what carnelian does is it helps to control the flow of energy. So it's a good crystal if you're looking to, like, encourage self-expression. It's also a stone that will help heal and boost your immune system, which I like my carnelian. It also will allow your artistic talents to flow. Like if you're moving towards new projects or, you know, certain things like that, this would be the crystal to have. It helps you with inspiration and confidence. If you're feeling any type of fear or overwhelming emotions, it actually helps with that too. It also will help one to overcome abuse of any kind, because carnelian is like a very calming stone. Like I said, once you start to handle stones, you'll start to be able to feel the energies off of those stones. And carnelian is just one of those really nice, light, subtle stones. It's not overpowering, because I have a couple of those that are very, very overpowering. You can either wear it or you can put it in your pocket. It's also a feminine stone, so it's also good for a female's reproductive system and a female's menstrual cycle. So for females, I'm not trying to, you know, get too personal with that, but that's a good stone to carry when you have that cycle going on, because it calms everything. So it's really good for a menstrual cycle. So carry the carnelian, and you can even lay it on your abdomen to make you feel better. Abdomen. Citrine is one of my favorite stones. This is another stone. It's called the lucky stone. I call it the money stone, really. It's orange and yellow in color, and it's for your solar plexus chakra, but it can also be used to activate your crown chakra as well. This particular stone is really a must-have for a person that's beginning to collect crystals, because it radiates positive energies. That's one of the things that it does. And it also helps to boost emotions and thoughts. It can help promote a new business development. Like I have carnelian laying on one of my grids. I have a crystal grid, and I keep carnelian on that particular grid, you know, because I have my business stuff around it. So it's a powerful stone of abundance. That's what they consider it, a powerful stone of abundance, and it attracts success. So it will also help to raise your self-esteem too, and it helps you with concentration as well. If you have any negative traits, or you need to release any negative traits or depression or even fears, this would be one of the stones to have. If you're manifesting making money, this would be the crystal that you want on your grid. You can lay it on top of a dollar bill for 30 days and start manifesting, you know, and be careful with manifestation, because sometimes when we manifest something, it'll manifest a lot quicker than what we want it to. So, citrine is really pretty. I like the, I have a lot of raw pieces, but I also have a lot of pieces that are, I have some tumbled pieces as well, but raw citrine really is my favorite, and I do sit with that stone quite a bit and manifest things. But it's just, you know, it's not one of these overbearing stones, because like I said, I have quite a few of those. So now rose quartz, this is another crystal. I call it the stone of love. It's a beautiful pink. It's just all pink. The whole stone itself is pink. And it is really used for your heart chakra. So it's a very, very mild crystal. And it is ideal for women or men going through breast cancer, because y'all don't forget, men get breast cancer too. I think people forget that. A lot of people think that it's just for women. Well, just women get it. They don't. you know, men get it as well. So it's a really good stone for that. And my friends had that, and I gave them, you know, some rose quartz to carry with them when they were going through some of their breast cancer treatments, because it's such a soothing stone. And it's good for pets too. If you got pets sometimes that are over anxious, you can actually, you know, I've made elixirs with rose quartz because it's just that gentle. It's gentle for children as well. It's just an excellent support stone. It carries a lot of healing properties to it. It can remove negative energies from the body. It can help attract a relationship, or it can help you with the one that you're currently in. But one of the things that rose quartz can also do is it can help instill self-love. So it makes a lovely gift for friends, you know. And one of my friends, I have a rose quartz heart. When I go do my live feed, I will show it to y'all. But somebody, my girlfriend that I used to work with, gave me a real pretty rose quartz heart. And I know she got it at Katie Bugs because we used to work down the street from Katie Bugs, and we would go in there on our lunch break and purchase stones, and she just purchased that stone for me. And it's just a beautiful, it's a very beautiful piece, but it's a very, very strong stone. As far as the energy on it, is very nice. It also can help you when you are working on compassion. So if you need to resolve any type of negative emotions, rose quartz is the perfect crystal for that. If you're doing any type of shadow work, which we know forces us to look deep within, excuse me, that would be the crystal to have, or the stone to have, because, you know, you have to be able to look deep within and accept those, excuse me, I'm sorry, character defects, and rose quartz will help soothe some of that. Excuse me, these sinuses are something else. Let's see. Yeah, it is a strong feminine energy, and it's very, very highly vibrational. So it's, like I said, it's also good for children and pets. And like I said, I often, when I do Reiki on animals, I'll make elixirs and stuff like that. So let's see, lapis lazuli. That's a nice stone too. I have a couple pieces of it. It's something I'll lay on my throat chakra every once in a while, but it's not. Not going to say it's one of my favorite stones, but I do have some pieces here. Lapis is very deep blue, and it has some gold inclusions with it. A lot of people mix up sodalite with lapis. Sodalite is more, it's a deep blue, but it has like the white speckles in it, like white inclusions, whereas your lapis is going to have some gold inclusions. So when you compare the sodalite, just kind of, if you can get a piece of sodalite and get a piece of lapis and sit them next to each other, you'll be able to see the difference because of the gold inclusions in there. So it is really considered a friendship stone. It governs the throat chakra. This stone will encourage you to take control of your life, and it will also help to improve judgment. It also helps you to express your feelings and to help you trust your intuition. So if you have problems speaking your mind, this is the perfect stone for that. And quite often, if I know that I have something that I need to say, I will literally put that stone in a little satchel and just carry it with me. I mean, it's not too often I don't say what I think, but every so often, you know, I do stumble on stuff like that too, because you got to, you know, kind of choose your words wisely, I guess. But it will help you be able to do that. It also is something that can help boost your creativity. The thing with lapis is that it was one of the most sought out stones in history. And the reason why was because it symboled royalty, honor, and power. So it is the universal symbol for wisdom and truth. And it also stands for good luck. And I think it really is one of the most sought out stones today. So it can take your negative thoughts and turn them into positive ones. And if you suffer from insomnia, some of y'all suffer from going to sleep or not being able to sleep, or, you know, that would be a stone to put up underneath your pillow. And you can either wear it, you can even wear it in form of a ring. They do have some really nice rings too. I have a pendant, and I don't wear it, like I said, very often. because, you know, it's just not, it's a stone that I have, but it's not one of my favorite resonating stones, if you will. But I do have a really, really old pendant that has a piece of lapis in it. So lapis, like I said, if you have problems sleeping, that would be the stone to get. Did you want to leave or did you want to stay? It's up to you. Have what? No, I only got like one little piece. This is my son next to me. No, you can't have my lapis because it's already programmed to me. I've done a lot of work on it. Amethyst is another stone. I need that. Stop handling my stuff. You're putting your juju all over everything. I just cleansed all my stones. We'll talk about that in a minute, too, with other people handling your stones. Now, Victor has an entire collection of stones in his own room in a bowl. But anyway, amethyst. Amethyst is like one of my favorite stones because of the color purple. Y'all know I like the color purple. And amethyst is like for your third eye or crown chakra. Now, most people are familiar with these crystals as far as this particular crystal. I can't think of a person that doesn't know really what amethyst looks like. And they have it in tumbled points. I got amethyst points, and I've got a big chunk of raw amethyst too. And that's funny because every so often I'll put that piece of amethyst on my forehead. It fits perfectly there. I'll have to take a picture of that. But it vibrates at a high frequency. It is considered a good stone for people that are going through the healing process of addiction. So if you know anybody that is, going through certain things when it comes to alcohol and drugs, that would be one of the stones to have because it is a healing stone. It's also a mediator stone, and it can diffuse one's anger. So if you know anybody that has any anger issues or that might fly off the handle, that would be a good stone to have, because it literally diffuses anger. It helps you to connect your subconscious while you're sleeping too. And it's also one of these stones that will help you protect your energy field. It's a good crystal for meditation also, and it can help a person go through the grieving process and sadness. So it's a very powerful stone. If you have any type of headache, stress, anxiety, this would be a good crystal to have. And it also helps with those energy vampires, you know, the people that suck all the energy out of you, the negative people that people have around them sometimes. This particular stone will help with that. So you want that in your personal space. And you can either wear it as a ring, a bracelet, or just carry it with you. One of the things that when I used to be a probation officer, I used to have a piece of amethyst on my desk. And so when clients would come in, sometimes they would come in really, I got to move around a little bit. They would come in pretty mad sometimes. And so one of the things that I did was I kept my crystal, my quartz, as far as it was a piece of raw amethyst on my desk. And quite often it would diffuse a person's anger. You know, they would kind of look at that and they'd be like, they could be angry and they'd be like, what is that? And I'm like, that is a piece of amethyst. And it would kind of like break the ice a little bit. So, you know, because nobody wanted to be in my office on probation, but that stone was really, really good for diffusing things like that. So, you know, if you have any situations where you need mediation done, just put a piece of amethyst there, you know, keep it on your table or take it to your office and keep it at your desk or something like that. It's just a nice calming stone where you can rest your fingers on, you know what I mean? So, and like I said, that's one of my favorite crystals. I have a lot of amethyst around here. Clear quartz. People hear me talk about clear quartz a lot. Clear quartz is considered the master stone. And of course, the color of it is clear. And it's for your crown chakras, your crown chakra. It's one of the most adaptable stones out there. It has powerful healing abilities, and it will amplify energy. If you are setting intentions, this would be the crystal to use. So when I'm sitting down setting intentions, I'll set those intentions, but I also have a piece of crystal in my hand too. So it will help connect you with your angels, and it works on expanding your conscience. It can actually clear all your chakras. And it can also protect you against people that don't mean well for you. and it has the ability to transmit and receive energy. That's why you use it when you're manifesting stuff, because it has that ability to, it helps you to transmit to the universe, and then if you sit quietly with it, it'll transmit messages back with you. I know that sounds weird, but it does happen. I have quite a few pieces of clear quartz, but when I'm doing manifestation, I'll either use a tumbled stone or I'll use points with mine. I have both. I have so many different little pieces. But one of the things with clear quartz is that it does have to be cleansed often, because it does absorb, you know, negative things. Any crystals that are absorbing things like negative energy off of people, those stones need to be cleansed frequently, you know. But clear quartz really is one of the highest vibrational stones to me. So is amethyst, but this one, you just pick it up and, you know, you can just feel the energy radiating off of that stone. And like I said, the more you handle stones, the more you'll understand what I mean by you can feel that energy off of it. It takes some practice to learn how to do that, but, you know, once you learn how to do it, then it's like, oh, okay, now I know what she's talking about, because you can literally feel energy off the stones. You just have to handle them, and you'll find out they're like little jumping beams sometimes. Tiger's eye, next stone. What's pretty about that stone is that it's banded. So that particular stone is really used for your solar plexus chakra. It supports what it does is it'll support all three of your lower chakras, and it'll help you to ground those three chakras, which is your base chakra, sacral, and solar plexus chakras. And the reason why is because it's something that just, it's a stone that helps you connect to the earth's energy. It's another popular stone. You know, amethyst is popular, rose quartz is popular, clear quartz is popular, but it's just one of those popular stones because it has some unusual patterns to it. This stone will give you the courage to move forward with things. So if you're struggling on a project and you're struggling to move forward, this is a crystal that will help you to do that. It also helps you to achieve your targets. So, you know, if you're setting goals or targets, this would be a stone to have. It can also amplify the energy around you. So, you know, if you're, let's say that you're struggling with focusing, Tiger's Eye can actually help you regain your focus. And if you're a person that likes to go out and astral travel, because I know friends that do that, this particular stone right here will help you refocus when you come back off of astral travel. So if you're fearing something, that can also help you. The Tiger's Eye can help you release those fears. So this stone is good for children and teens. And when I'm dealing with children and teens that like kind of have the same gift that I have, this is one of the stones, that's my go-to stone to be able to kind of, you know, help them with that, because it's not an overpowering stone. And like I've told you, I've got a lot of stones that are really overpowering, and, you know, it's just they're overpowering. So I just kind of keep them separated. So Tiger's Eye, there's also a red Tiger's Eye, which I have a piece of that too, and that's a pretty stone as well. So it's not just like brown banded. There's also like red Tiger's Eye also, and it's really pretty. Green jade. Green jade is one of my favorite stones too. Listen, I have a lot of favorites, right? Because it grounds your heart chakra. It's green in color, and they consider green jade a lucky stone. I think I have a bracelet that don't even fit me. Whoever gave me that, it was when I was small wristed, and now I can't even put two fingers around it. It's really teeny. But it helps to it helps one to remain serene in a hectic world, pretty much. And we live in one of those today, as of now. You know, I mean, it's been that way, but now we're quarantined, so that's even worse. But it helps to, it just helps you to remain calm. So it encourages prosperity and happiness. It can create stability. It can help with emotional and physical states, and it's excellent for balancing. So it can also help to dispel negative energy. And one of the things with green jade is that it has a very white energy to it for your heart chakra, so it's not as heavy. It's not as heavy like I have amethyst here, which is for your heart chakra, and those stones are very powerful stones. The energy of them are extremely high, so you got to kind of be careful with those. It's very nurturing too, nourishing, and it can bring you luck when you're traveling. So if you're traveling, jade is known for that. People in other countries wear jade because they believe that it would ward off bad luck and that it would promote good fortune. So I love my jade. Every so often you'll see me, you know, with my jade pendant on. I don't need it as much as I used to need it, but it's one of my favorite go-to stones too. Green aventurine is another good crystal. It's good for you if you're working with your heart chakra too. A lot of times y'all will see me and I've got my, I did make a necklace, and that is made out of bloodstone, but the disc is green aventurine. I thought it was bloodstone, but it's not. It's actually green aventurine, which it's just such a powerful stone. When I put on that necklace, instantly my heart chakra just clears. But what it does is it helps to, with your liver, lungs, and sinuses. So, you know, I got sinus issues today. But it will help you with that if you got sinus issues. You can also use green aventurine to help loosen up your negativity and energy blockages. Sometimes anger is stuck in the heart chakra, and aventurine will help, will assist you with that. It's good for your nervous system and thymus. Aventurine has anti-inflammatory effects, and it eases skin eruptions, allergies, migraines, and it'll help soothe your eyes. Green aventurine also connects you with the divine. So what you want to do with green aventurine is you want to kind of sit with it for about a good 20 minutes. And, you know, you just sit quietly holding that stone for about 20 minutes when you want a positive energy flow. You don't even have to do or say anything. You just need to, you know, pretty much sit with that stone. And then, you know, just let that positive energy flow. You know what I mean? But that's one of my favorite stones too. And it's not... like I said, it's a very light stone. It's not as heavy as a lot of my other stones are. So hematite is another one. Now, hematite is a little bit stronger, and it governs the root chakra. So it is the stone for the mind. So when you're working with crystals, it's important to be emotionally stable, and this stone will do that. It definitely absorbs toxic emotions like stress and worry, and it helps you to have mental clarity. It can boost your willpower and help you get rid of old thoughts and patterns. It's a very, very strong stone for grounding, and it will help you remain positive around people that are negative. So if you're around people that, you know, display that negativity all the time, then hematite would be one of those stones to have with you. It also helps with those draining friends that we have as well, because y'all know about those. I call them little energy suckers. They just suck the life right out of you because they're just so negative. So it helps to absorb all that. This is one of the stones, again, that needs to be cleansed often because it absorbs everything. It absorbs all that negativity. You know, it can, you got people that totally drain your energy. You want to run from them, but sometimes you can't. You know, I understand that. But it does have the strength to help people overcome addictions as well. And if you're one that travels a lot via plane, then this is one stone that will help you with jet lag as well. So this is a stone that really needs to be in contact with the person's skin too. So if you're going to be using it, you need to have, make sure it contacts with your skin, like a bracelet or a necklace or something like that. You know, and make sure that you cleanse it on a regular basis, which we're going to go over some cleansing techniques too. There's also magnetic hematite, and this, how magnetic hematite comes about is when the hematite is actually heated up, it becomes magnetic. So one thing with magnetic hematite is that it should never be placed directly over a wound, or, you know, you got to be careful with individuals that have pacemakers, defibrillators, insulin pumps, or any type of implanted electromagnetic device, because it's magnetic. So you don't want to be messing up with stuff like that. So if you're a person that, let's say, is a diabetic, you want to make sure that you check with your doctor or ask your doctor before you start wearing any type of magnetic hematite or anything like that. So, you know, we all go shopping, we all look for stones, we get what's resonating, you know, with us, or at least I know I do. And sometimes I have helped people pick out stones, or I'll put out stones in front of people and I'll, you know, tell them, you know what stone is standing out to you or what stone is resonating with you. And, you know, you just pick your stones out. But what do you do once you get them? You know, because do you just, like, sit them on a shelf and forget about them? Or do you handle your stones? What is it once you get your stone that you do? So let's talk about that. So you've picked out that crystal. Now what, right? The next step that you're going to do once you pick out the crystal that you want is you got to cleanse your crystals. So you want to make sure that you're removing any negative, not necessarily negative, but you want to remove any existing energy to it, because you really want to have a fresh start with your crystal. So, you know, you need to rinse it, cleanse it. So there are many ways to cleanse a crystal, and there are many different techniques, and we're going to go over some of these. One is salt water. So if you mix sea salt with water, you can put your crystal in there anywhere up from 1 hour to 24 hours. Now, if you don't want to put your crystals in water, you can simply just place them in a bowl, or, you can put them in a bowl of sea salt or rice. I often I'll just use water to cleanse my crystals with. And I'll sage it or run Palo Wood over it. Some of the things that I do with my crystals, but I do any dead crystals that I get that have dead energy to them, I will place them in sea salt and just put them in a bowl and quarantine them for a while. Excuse me, I'm sorry. There are some crystals that don't need to be in water. One of them is malachite. I know I didn't go over that one, but malachite, hematite, and pyrite are stones that really should not be in water. So don't put those stones in water. Some crystals will dissolve when they get wet. Selenite, desert road, calcite, and labradorite do not need to be put in water because they will dissolve if you get them wet. So don't place them in any type of water. Some stones will flake when they get wet too. Obsidian, moldavite, those two stones right there, moldavite is a delicate stone. It can actually break if you rinse it under hot water. You can actually break that stone. And mica is another one. And mica, you know, we'll be outside. We find mica all the time. Mica is one of those stones that have like, it almost looks like a piece of silver, but it's not. It's a stone, but it has a bunch of like silver speckles in it. That's actually mica. And it can dissolve if you get it wet. Some people like to set their crystals out in the sun to charge them, but there are some crystals that shouldn't be out in the sun. I don't mean to confuse anybody, but there are certain crystals that don't really like to be out there. Amethyst, geode, citrine, carnelian, amber, color, agate, rose quartz, smoky quartz. Those particular crystals should not even be in the sun. I mean, I'll put my amethyst in a flower pot outside, but it's not sitting directly in the sunlight, because what it'll do is it'll fade them. So you don't want to put those particular crystals in direct sunlight. Some people like to charge their crystals with the moon. Most of your crystals that you have can be placed in moonlight. I've seen people place them in along riverbeds too, but I wouldn't trust that. I mean, if you have your own river, maybe. But, you know, I have seen people do that. You can either put them outside or in a windowsill. You want to make sure that you cleanse your crystals, you know, rinse them down before doing that. Now, if you're going to charge them with the moon, you want to kind of put your crystals out 3 days prior to the full moon, or 4 hours in the moonlight at nighttime, however y'all want to do it. I like to take my crystals and kind of recharge them out in the moonlight. So, you know, we wait for a full moon and then I'll lay them out. So be careful too when you're laying your crystals out. I see a lot of people posting big trays of crystals. Oh, I'm going to put these out by the full moon. Well, people watch that, and they will come over and steal your stones. So don't be, you know, posting all your private stuff like that out on Facebook or social media, because people, I mean, I have literally
seeing on Facebook where people, you know, got upset because their stones were stolen. And I'm like, well, damn, you took a big ass tray and stuck it out there, you know, and told everybody that's what you were doing. Be careful with what you put out there. I'm fortunate where I don't have to really put my crystals outside. I can just set them in windowsills because the moon hits every angle of this place, every angle of this house, the moon hits. So, you know, I'm very fortunate with that. You can also bury your stones in the dirt. That's good for cleansing as well. Just remember where you buried them at. And it can be in the dirt for up to 24 hours or longer. Example, amazite is a perfect one. That's the stone I used for my heart chakra. I had two pieces that were gifted to me, and I had actually used them for some heart chakra work, and that's when I was doing my shadow work, and I actually killed the energy of both of those stones. I couldn't believe I had done that, but it was just such a powerful week, and I was using those stones every single solitary day. And excuse me, I'm sorry, I went to get up to, you know, lay them on my heart chakra like I normally do, and when I picked them up and felt them, I was like, oh, I mean, it was like a dead battery. So I was really nervous about it because at first I stuck it outside. I just kind of put it outside to let it sit there, and that didn't do anything. Well, then I turned around and I stuck it in deep sea salt, you know, quarantined it for a while, and that didn't do anything. And I was like, oh my God, I've literally killed the energy to both of these stones, and they're my favorite ones because they were gifted to me, like I said, and they were hand dug by somebody, and they're just my favorite ones, you know. And so anyway, I ended up having to take them and burying them for a little bit, like quite a few days, and they're finally back up to what they're supposed to be doing. They're finally back up to par, if you will. But I had to literally bury those stones in order to get them to get them to work. So now I've kind of laid off of not using those particular stones as much because I really don't want to kill the energy of those stones like I did. It's almost like draining a battery, but it was doing what it was supposed to do. And like I said, once you start to handle stones, you will know those energies to stones. Sound clearing is another way to cleanse your crystals. I have little tiny singing bowls that I use for my crystals, and you can do that, you know, with a singing bowl anywhere up to 5 to 10 minutes. It's kind of hard to keep a singing bowl going that long, but that's also good if you want to cleanse your stones. You can use other crystals to clear your crystals too. Like I have a selenite slab. It's like a little round disc, and I use that. I've got three stones sitting on there charging right now. It's like a cell phone charger. So I also have that huge piece of amethyst, and I charge crystals on that as well. And I've got a couple pieces of clear quartz crystal, the clusters, big clusters that I have put my stones on also to help charge them. So you can do that too. You can actually, believe it or not, breathe on your stone. Breathing on your stone will help clear it, cleanse it as well. Just make sure y'all brush your teeth before you do all that. So visualization works too. But with visual, when you visualize something, a lot of people are intimidated by that. That a lot of people struggle with using their imagination. So, but if you can picture your crystal being cleansed in water or even white light, that helps to, you know, cleanse your crystal as well. One of the next steps, once you get your crystal and you cleanse it, is setting intentions with your crystal. You know, what is it that you want your crystal to do? Doing this makes your crystal very powerful and more effective, you know. To program your crystal, you're going to hold it in your left hand or right hand, and you just need to be quiet. And just whatever intention you're going to set with that crystal, just always make sure when you're setting an intention with the crystal that it's of the higher good. Make sure that intention is clear. You know, you can either keep your crystal with you for a few days or handle it or not, because it's going to get to know your energy field, if that makes sense. You can place it on your third eye. I do that with my crystals sometimes just for them to be able to, you know, feel my energy. In my Reiki practice, I have certain crystals that I use specifically for Reiki because they want it to be used for Reiki. They don't want to be used for personal use. I bought a really nice clear quartz pendulum, and it has the different chakra stones on it. And, I mean, I was like, oh, this is going to be a really nice personal it's going to be a really nice personal pendulum. But guess what? It didn't want to do that, and you could tell by the energy of it. You know, when I would try to use it personally, it just didn't feel right. So I was like, all right, well, let's try your hand in Reiki, you know. So it liked to be in the Reiki room. So that's where I keep it. That's what it wanted to do. So like I said, once you begin to handle your crystals, you'll improve on picking up those energies for those crystals as well. And they'll tell you what they want to do and what they want to be used for. I had an amethyst lamp that I bought, and every time I'd put a bulb in it, it would bust. Every single solitary time, the bulb wouldn't last 10 minutes, and it would be busted. Well, I got tired of wasting bulbs, so I pulled the bulb out. The hole in the bottom of the lamp was perfect for the bulb. It wasn't hitting up on anything. It didn't want to be a lamp. So what I do with that is I actually lay other crystals on it. So it was meant to charge other crystals. It just didn't want to be a lamp at that time. So it's not, you know. But like I said, I even have my own chakra set. I have a chakra set that I use on clients, and I have a chakra set that I use on myself, you know. So once you start to, like I said, understand crystals, you'll be able to understand what they're telling you, what they want to do and what they don't. Now, with people, they'll often come up and ask me if they can touch crystals that I have. When another person touches your crystal, it does change their energy fields to that crystal. So you do want to be careful letting other people handle your crystals. I'm not saying don't, you know, oh my God, you can't touch this because you're going to contaminate it. Just remember that it picks up that person's energy field as well. So you want to make sure that you cleanse it and run some sage over it if anybody is putting their juju all over your crystals. Because your crystals, like I said, they learn your energy field, and they begin to resonate with you. So if other people are handling it, then they're handling their energy field too. Storage of crystals is really important because you don't want to misstore them. You want to make sure you store them correctly. Some crystals don't like to be together, but that, again, that feeling comes within time. There's one particular place I go, and the person has crystals kind of all over, and you know, when I'm looking at them, I'm like, oh, that one really doesn't want to be with that one. And I know that sounds weird, but it happens like that. I have two pieces of aragonite as an example. Those stones are very, very powerful stones. They have to be separated. They don't like to be with other crystals. So I literally have them separated in certain spots because they're just that powerful. They just don't like to be around other crystals because it's so strong. And when you pick it up, you know, it's a strong crystal. I can't even begin to discuss how strong it is. But, you know, I've handled a lot of crystals, and at times I put, you know, like when I'm sorting out my crystals, there's times when others have literally just, like, I know it sounds weird, but jumped out of my hand like a bean and went to another bowl. And I was like, okay, I'll do what my friend does. Just keep it there. I don't even move it. If you want to be amethyst and you're carnelian, fine. You know, but it happens. Don't put your raw crystals with your tumbled crystals because it may damage or chip them. One of the things about crystals is that, you know, like I told y'all, if it's something that's shaped, it might change the energy or how you feel, but when it is a damaged or chipped crystal, it does alter the energy of that particular stone. So, you know, understand there are crystals out there that are very delicate, opal being one of them. Amethyst, believe it or not, is a delicate stone, and it can scratch easy, so you don't want you to scratch up your amethyst stones. There are some crystals that I specifically store away from people. I have them in a curio cabinet because they are very, very strong crystals. So, you know, I hope that y'all have learned something from, you know, what I've talked about with crystals. You know, start off slow and trust your intuition. You really have to, you know, be able to trust what your intuition tells you. If it don't feel right with your energy, then don't get it. you know, it will be right and it'll resonate with you. You know it's yours. It'll stand out to you. I got people that come over here all the time, oh, that crystal's talking to me. Well, then get it if it's talking to you. You know, that means it's resonating with you. It doesn't really matter how big or how small a crystal is. You can't use the wrong crystal, and there's no wrong way of picking anything when it comes to crystals. There's no right or wrong. It just feels right for you. Ground yourself with crystals. And you can ground yourself with Mother Earth too, but crystals just, you know, make you feel good when you're grounding with them. So I've got about 4 minutes left, so that gives me enough time to talk a little bit about, you know, I don't have much time, but I'll go through this very quickly. Crystals that raise vibration, because we're all stuck in the stupid quarantine stuff, which is driving me nuts. I hope I last through it. Crystals that raise your vibration would be amethyst, clear quartz, selenite, tiger's eye, malachite, celestite, which is a beautiful stone. I'll put that out there. The most powerful, though, is clear quartz and amethyst. So if you want to raise your vibrations, those would be the stones to use for that. Because, you know, we all need to raise our vibrations right now. So another way to raise vibrations, because like I said, we're all on this quarantine stuff, which is driving me absolutely nuts. Another way to raise vibrations would be food. You know, high-frequency foods such as vegetables, broccoli, raw vegetables, those have a higher vibration than your carby foods. Chicken, believe it or not, is a low-vibrational food. So your high-vibrational foods would be raw broccoli and vegetables. Not raw broccoli. I can't do raw broccoli. It cuts your thyroid off anyway, but I think it slows it down by 20% if you eat raw broccoli. So for those of you that are eating raw broccoli, don't do that. It messes with your thyroid. Another way to raise your vibrations during this time is having a state of being of love, joy, and happiness. So, you know, if you have those feelings and you think those feelings, that raises the vibration. That's like one of the highest ones. Essential oils is another one. Essential oils, that'll help lift your mood. Frankincense is a really good one. I use a lot of frankincense, a lot of frankincense. Look at the beauty, you know, in nature around you. That's another way to raise your vibration in these times. If y'all can get outside, then, you know, look at that, you know, look at what's around you. Look at your surroundings. Gratitude is another one. You know, being able to express how you know, how you're grateful for something, because there's so many people, you know, like, for instance, you know, the kids aren't in school, you know, but I'm fortunate enough to where we have food here. There are kids out there right now that don't have any. Where are they going to get their lunch at? You know, so we're grateful for that, because there are so many people in our county that are, you know, that these kids struggle and they don't know where their food's going to come from. So, you know, practice your gratitude. Positive thinking, you know, when you're thinking negative, try to be a little bit more optimistic. One of my friends is like, I can't believe you're so optimistic like that. I'm not. Well, I am an optimistic person. I can't change that about me. I try to be optimistic. Like attracts a like. Don't forget that. So when you got somebody that's negative all the time, or you're negative all the time, guess what you're going to attract with you? Drink water. Lots of water, y'all. It helps to circulate your energy, and it also cleanses toxins. Ooh, I've got 90 seconds. Meditate. It helps to ground you, and it helps you to, when you meditate, it helps you to be centered. Do other acts of kindness for people. You know, move your mass, get up and move around, do some dancing. Breathing deeply also helps, you know, with raising your vibrations. So there's many, many different ways to raise your vibrations. I can go over that again, you know, when I do my Facebook Live. You know, I hope that everybody has enjoyed tonight. And, you know, if you have any questions, you can feel free to, you know, send me a message. But like I said, I'm going to end up doing a Facebook Live anyway on, you know, what I went over tonight. And I'll probably put that on my cast. Next week, I'm going to have my friend come on, and we're going to be talking about quantum physics. So that's going to be very interesting, but we're going to have a very, very good time. So anyway, I appreciate y'all joining me, and y'all have a great night. And please stay on for the freaking awesome show, because that's going to be, that's going to be a really good show. So I'm probably going to hang up the line, but I'm going to get back. So y'all enjoy yourselves and have a great night. Thank you for coming on.